All right, I'm here with Ray the Nihilist. He'll be in Calgary performing at Vern's on November the 22nd as part of the Nanbert Manor's Christmas Toy Drive. So this show coming up, when's the last time you played in Calgary?
I actually played in Calgary, I believe it was July there. I did just kind of like a self-headlining Western Canada run.
Nice.
I do that annually for the past like 2 years. So July there would have been the last time.
Cool. I was all over your socials before we did this interview, and I see you've been a busy man over the last couple of years. What motivates you to get out there, get to so many different, you know, communities, and bring your message to the people?
No, that's a great question. I think for me, it's kind of just been a dream of mine to create music and perform and take that to other places. So I think no matter what, that's what I was going to set out to do, right? That was kind of my mission. But it was a huge turning point for me when I really buckled down on like my professional development, you could say, in 2022. My grandfather had passed, and he was just a huge kind of like motivator and inspiration and supporter of my dream itself. And so I went through a period where I was like, okay, like, you know what I mean? You could throw in the towel and you could call it a day, and you know, a lot of turmoil and emotions and et cetera. But I kind of wanted to use that to really just buckle down. And shortly after that, I got invited out onto a tour and haven't stopped since. I just kind of took that into my own hands and figured out how I can keep excelling, right? So
yeah,
definitely busy, but busy's the way I like to keep it.
Busy's good. So I'm a little bit older. They call me Uncle Trent here. I started listening to hip hop back, I'm going to really date myself here, in the early 90s when I was in high school. Who were some of your biggest influences in hip hop, and what drove you into the world of hip hop? I'm always interested to see what drove or motivated our other Indigenous brothers and sisters into pursuing hip hop.
Love it. I grew up in like just a super musical household. So my mom and, you know, my grandpa and everyone, it was just extremely like diverse taste in music. So I've been around hip hop for a long time. Like, I grew up listening to, you know, Eminem, even probably when I shouldn't have. My dad named me after Tupac. So it's there, you know, it's been there for a long time, but I didn't really find it until I was maybe like 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like transitioning from being in bands or like, you know, playing the guitar for myself and wanting something a little bit more that I could grasp a hold onto and take with me. That's sort of how I discovered that. I didn't actually transition my culture into my career until later on, you know, maybe even 6 years of doing the rap stuff, just because I was so disconnected from my own culture. And I'm fortunate in that way, right? Because I've watched Indigenous artists and hip hop artists that came before me do their thing in the Canadian scene. And then I'm fortunate enough to watch the newcomers as well, all the new talent that's coming up, and kind of be able to be a part of that shift in the process as well, right? So middle child in the sense, but I like it. And
That's a great way to look at it. Middle child of kind of the industry. That's cool. Now on Saturday, you're doing the toy drive, Christmas toy drive. Why is it important to you to take part in events like this that give back to the community?
It's super important for me. I think like moving forward, I would like to tie my message and my brand with as much good as possible. I believe, like, not only across Turtle Island, but in these Indigenous communities, we're seeing a lot of like disconnection that we didn't have even prior to COVID, right? And that's something that I would really, really like to get back to, even if it can't be that we're traveling right to an Indigenous community and doing like an All Ages event.
Yeah.
I'd like it to be something that orientates the youth, the next generation in the future, and kind of gives them something to hope for and like something to stand on, you know what I mean? Because growing up too, I don't think there was a lot of that, or even if there was, it's tough for it to get noticed, right?
Yeah. No, that's an amazing thing to do, is get out there and inspire, our younger generation. Now, what are some of the things that fans can expect from you on Saturday's show? And do you got anything else coming up that you want to let us know about?
I would say, man, like, if you haven't been to my shows, just expect a really good time. I'd like to think I bring a lot of, you know, high energy and just a really great time and a lot of crowd participation. I got some new music on the way that I'm going to be playing there as well. So, if you haven't been to my shows, it might all be new music, but if you have, it'll be some new tunes for you guys. I'm also dropping a single, a really big one. It's the first single off my debut studio album. featuring, you know, some other prominent Indigenous artists, Travis Thompson and Natasha Fisher. That's coming out the same day as the show, actually, on the 22nd tomorrow. So
awesome.
Really excited, man.
Well, Ray, thanks so much for hanging out for a few short minutes. Why don't you let everybody know where they can keep track of you online so they can, you know, follow the development of your career, man?
I am at Ray the Nihilist, N-I-H-I-L-I-S-T, on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify. You can find me anywhere. You can search up on Google. So check me out, and I appreciate everyone's support. It means the world.